I looked at these pictures for a long time and I realized that they're dizzying compositions, really, and that everything is in motion because of the red drapery against the blue ground and against the figure of Actaeon, who is actually much larger and looming over these vulnerable women. You see the hunter Actaeon, who you can tell by the movement of his body, both forward and backward, that he's totally surprised in this action. His gestures are what make you move through the picture. With one hand, he's trying to fend off that incredible glare that he's getting from Diana, who's furious. Where his eye is going is following his left arm, and what he's seeing with that is the skull of a stag, and that it prefigures his fate, and he realizes that. Once you've made that move visually, you're suddenly in the middle of all these half-naked women who are in and out of shadow. And then very quickly you realize that there's one woman who's not in and out of shadow. She's actually fully, literally and figuratively exposed, and that's the goddess. And then you follow her stare right back to Actaeon. So it's this wonderful circular movement through this composition, which happens like instantly.
For more about Ovid and Titian's later style, press the red button. What makes a great painting? Press the yellow button.